chicken to Popeyes. It's the 20-Minute Morning Show for Thursday, September the 5th. Everybody done said the same thing about criticizing black people about going to Popeyes. I mean, so what? My question is, what, looking through this mirror of ourselves, what have we learned from Popeyes? From observing black people lines wrapped around the highway trying to get a chicken sandwich, what does that tell you about black people in 2019?
That we still want to make other people rich, not ourselves. That's what it tells me.
Okay, and that we have the ability to make ourselves rich, right?
It tells me, no, we don't have the ability to make ourselves rich because we don't have any resources. We make everything hot.
Then how did you buy chicken sandwiches?
And because we don't own anything, we don't reap any of the benefits.
But I'm saying that, no, come on, go ahead, son, go ahead.
How ridiculous was it, though? I mean, it's at the end of the day, ain't it just chicken? And people are acting like this is some God-sent thing. It's just chicken. And I think it's more embarrassing than anything that anybody would act like this about chicken at the end of the day. Because you go past Popeyes, and you're like, what are they selling there that would make this line? And then you realize they're selling a chicken sandwich. That we ought to be embarrassed.
It's not anything. That is the impact that African American culture has on the world.
Right. So
that's what you're seeing.
Well, I'm saying, but how can you say that we don't have the resources to make our own selves rich if you can make one institution, Popeye's Chicken, rich in a week or in a half? You mean to tell me we can't do the same thing for ourselves? See that debunks. I'm glad this happened, because that debunks your conversation, because you don't have no legs to stand on when you see all of our people making a chicken restaurant rich, and we could do the same thing for ourselves. So black people do have money. They just spend it where they want to spend it at.
You talking about a $3, $4 chicken sandwich, BJ? To your point, you could say that if a black person, if you could say, like, if Beyonce was to shout out some black designer, that's, you know, some local black designer, that everybody more than likely would start wearing those designer clothes. I get your point on that, but this was just something that black people were having fun. And because black culture has such an impact on the world, everybody gravitates towards whatever black people say that is hot. But we don't own Popeyes. I don't even know if a black person has a Popeyes franchise.
I guess my question is, why can't we get behind a black-owned business, be it a chicken sandwich or whatever, and do the type of influence? Because even at dollars, if we got 1 million people like Popeye seems to have, that's $3 million.
That's
nothing to laugh at.
That's right.
Sam, so why is it that we can get behind Popeyes, but we can't get behind a black business like that? That's all I'm asking.
That's right. And in turn, that black business could have enough discretionary funds to pour back into the community to help out poor community members. You know what I'm saying? They could do some things with that resources. But, you know, it's about that self-respect, self-love, self-dignity. You know, we're not even talking about this. This is the conversations that need to be had. And people are depending on the same government that has locked you out, oppressed you. The answer is in the people. The government don't want you to be united, because they know if we become unified, we'll be in heaven overnight as a race. We will be in heaven overnight.
Well, this reminds me of another conversation I was just having. And we were talking about athletes and not having money after this. One thing that I think you keep missing, BJ, is where do we re-educate people about finance and money, not just loving each other, because I believe that's the key. But we have athletes who make millions of dollars, and it's shown within a five-year period they're broke.
Yeah.
Okay. So where does the education piece for our people to say, okay, even if we got a penny or a dollar or a dime, that we need to do something different? How do we start
It starts in our, if our churches were conscious enough, they could help solve this problem. Our people are in church.
Here come the black shaming again. Athletes, it's the dollars of money, but they also don't tell you how much black athletes pay in taxes every year.
The church.
They pay taxes in every state they play in. So
here goes the
black shaming again.
The church.
I'm not black shaming, but my question is this. Everybody pays taxes, but here's the difference without shaming. It's lack of knowledge. A lot of these individuals have never, like you said, have never had money, so they don't understand how to use it to their benefit. That's what I'm getting to. I'm not trying to shame the athlete.
Yeah,
I'm saying how do we educate our people overall to understand how to use money more effectively.
And again, mm-hmm. if you let me finish my statement, Sean, the church is the liberation tool of our community. If we began teaching this and talking about this, so that the masses of our people can have a conversation about it. And my thing is, you got to understand, how long is it going to take for this idea to even sink in? You got to be patient with that, because we're not talking about it. You got to get our people to buy in collectively, because we do it every Sunday. We pool our resources every Sunday to keep the doors of the church open. So there's no reason why we can't do it outside of the church and bring these people in to have a conversation about, hey, look, why can't you put, you know, $10,000 and some of the players, like, let's take the Panthers, right? The Panthers collectively could raise like $1 million that we put in a trust that we could live. They can have the interest, keep building on it, and we could use that thing to do things for the youth, so they would have summer jobs or things where they have to go around killing people to get money. You know what I'm saying? The answer is within us. We just don't have the will to do it.
I wish you would stop trying to reinvent yourself as a slave. That's your whole doctrine. That's your whole philosophy. Let's see how we can reinvent ourselves as slaves. Black people have been in this country 400 years. If anybody should be able to blow some money, it should be Cam Newton, because Cam Newton made the Panthers billions. And I wish you would stop focusing on the millions of dollars that the players that they make, because they have a lot of overhead. And I wish you would start focusing on the billions of dollars that a few owners make. If you could get that into your mind, then you could solve your problem. But you go into this black shaming.
You want white people that don't have no feelings towards you. You're hoping that they will see the light and opening up their purse strings to help you. That's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. It's not hoping that they will see the light. It is paying black people a debt that is owed to them.
Well, how long do we wait?
Black people are owed a debt in America.
And that is true. And we should be paid reparations, if that's what you're hitting at again. But I'm saying, in the meantime and in between time, black people can solve their problems overnight if they just unite. Pull their resources.
They cannot.
Yes,
it
they
is
can.
No meantime.
We did it
at, no
we did it at Popeye's show.
That is the Popeye's. Only part you have left to pay, BJ. You have
Popeye's.
No resources. Your unemployment is double the national average. You don't have income. I don't know. You're being gentrified out of America. You're being outsourced out of jobs right here where you live. I don't know what else you want to hear.
Hey, Sunday, I got
you
the answer.
You keep thinking of ways, BJ. Listen to me. You keep coming up with ways that you won't offend MAFA. That is your doctrine. And it's like, I don't know why we have to keep going through this over and over.
Hey, look, I got the Popeye's reparation plan going. That's what I want. The Popeye's reparation plan will solve all our problems. Thank you. There's nothing else to say. That's right. There's nothing else to say. There's nothing else to say. The Popeye's reparation plan. The Popeye's reparation plan. We showed that they could work. We just showed it. With our unity and going to buy chicken, the Popeye's reparation plan will free black people.
BJ, I just feel sorry for you.
Yeah, I feel sorry for you.
Because it'll take a lifetime to teach you what you need to know.
And I'll keep going with my plan, and you go with your plan to nowhere.
We have some individuals in our community, like entertainers, politicians, that have resources. And then, of course, on the other side of the coin, we have people that have none. Okay? I guess my thing now, my whole attitude is this. I think we need to start teaching how to kind of come together, how those individuals with money can not only just give it, but teach individuals how to make more of it.
Okay.
That's where we need to start somewhere. You know, we talk about these other things, reparations. I don't know if that will ever happen. I'm not saying it won't. I just don't know if it will ever happen. But I do know if we can take some resources, teach each other how to utilize it and maximize it, that we can move somewhat ahead.
And there's nothing wrong with what you just said. I believe that. 100%.
It's completely wrong. It's just, I'm sorry, and please don't get offended. It's a punk philosophy, and it doesn't work.
No, it's not. I'm not going to keep
it's a punk philosophy.
No, it's not. It's not a punk philosophy. It's a viable
you
option.
You're trying to find ways not to offend the powers that be. That is your problem.
It's not true.
Why can't we talk about
what you want? You didn't start sitting in the front of the bus because white people just felt sorry. You started sitting in the front of the bus because you made them
a punk philosophy.
Make you sit in front of the bus.
I'm not talking about white people. I'm trying to talk about educating us to move us forward. I could care less about.
First of all, Sunday, do you know minimum wage is $7.25 an hour?
Sean, I got that. I'm not disputing that.
No, you don't.
But we have other people who have literally millions of dollars.
And their money does not constitute wealth for black people. That's what you don't understand. Oprah money does not constitute wealth for black people.
Okay, but Oprah money can help us move forward.
It should not help us move forward. Because America owes you a debt. Oprah don't owe you a debt, Sunday.
I understand America owes me a debt, but guess what? We in white America. White America is never going to face that debt. So at the end of the day, Sean, I always have the question, how do we move the ball?
Man, you don't have an answer, Sean.
All you can do is try to call people names and try to belittle them because you don't have a viable solution.
You call it
a punk philosophy. You call it trying to reinvent yourself from being
you
a slave.
That's not calling. You're going against our ancestors.
Our ancestors definitely don't agree with you.
Let's stop arguing about the mess and let's talk about the progress.
You don't have a solution.
We're going to address what DJ just said.
No, you don't have a solution.
Because you're always going your back talking about, I'm calling names.
Let me say this.
You are the only one, DJ, on this podcast that call people idiots. You strike first.
Well, you sound like one.
All I said was it was a punk philosophy.
Well, you sound like one, I'm going to say it.
That doesn't call Sunday a punk.
Well, you sound like
one, I'm
going to say it.
That doesn't call his idea.
Hey, here's the thing. Name calling, we've done that. I'm now in a whole different motion. I want us to move forward. That's what it is. I don't want us to have to argue about the little bits. I just want to, like I said, how
we got to argue
forward?
About the little bit because I got to fight you and BJ in order to get to them.
Oh God! No, you don't. You ain't no damn Sojourner
yes,
Truth or Harriet Tubman.
Yes,
you don't
I
even
do.
Have an answer.
Yes, I do.
Come on, man.
Okay. Well, how do we do this? Without, we're not all going to agree. But how do we come to a decision that we all can work on something together to move us all forward?
First thing we got to agree is not to listen to you and BJ. If we can get that established, then we can move forward. That's the first step.
Well, you know my mama used to say, Sunday. If you arguing with a fool. Guess how many fools are arguing? So I'm going to bow out. I'm
going to
bow out.
Bedtime
I'm going to bow out of this conversation because I've already proved my point. What you talking about don't make no damn sense.
Yeah, you prove your point that you keep trying to tell black people to reinvent themselves as slaves. That's the point you proved.
You couldn't be a better slave than we are right now, begging white folks for what we could do for ourselves. I don't see how you could become a better tool of the white folks that are currently living. They will continue to rule our children and our children's children because black people won't come and unite and get out of this mess overnight. All we got to do is unite our resources, our talents, and our skills.
We don't have any resources.
We can save each other.
You don't have any resources.
Okay, but thank you. This conversation is done.
Yeah.
This is UIN Urban Internet News, national news and information for and about people of color.
Welcome to UIN, Urban Internet News. I'm Alexander Caden, along with Camille Brooks. Here are a few things that are happening in the news. At least 7 deaths were reported in the Bahamas from Hurricane Dorian. The full scope of the disaster is still unknown. Bahamas Prime Minister has said that rebuilding will require a massive coordinated effort. Ground-penetrating radar has detected what appears to be more than 120 coffins under an apartment complex in Tampa, Florida. It's believed to be Zion Cemetery, the city's first African-American cemetery established in 1901. The cemetery disappeared nearly a century ago when the land was parceled off for white development.
A federal judge blocked a restrictive abortion ban that would have taken effect in Missouri while it's contested in court. The law would ban abortions at or after 8 weeks of pregnancy and enforce a series of strict restrictions, making Missouri one of the most restrictive states in the country with regards to abortion.
Remember how one time President Donald Trump wanted to see former President Barack Obama's birth certificate? Well, I don't know if this story is true, but it seems like now former President Barack Obama wants to see President Donald Trump's elementary school diploma. Speaking to reporters in Washington, Obama called on Trump to prove once and for all that he had completed a K-5 program. Okay, while the U.S. Constitution does not require the president to have graduated from the 5th grade, it would still be nice to know that he did. You've been listening to UIN, Urban Internet News. For more news and information for and about people of color, visit the Urban Internet News website at uinews.net.
Thank you for listening to the 20 Minute Morning Show, a podcast production brought to you by Inside Urban Media, written and produced by BJ Murphy from our Charlotte, North Carolina studios. Please subscribe to the show and you'll be alerted when our daily episodes are published weekday mornings at 6 a.m. Our daily contributors are Sean Sunday, AK from the UIN Uncut News Team. And for more news about and for people of color, go to our website, uinews.net. And we'll see you on the next episode of the 20 Minute Morning Show, wherever podcasts are played.
Minute Morning Show is a member of the Queen City Podcast Network, powered by Ortho Carolina. Find out more at queencitypodcastnetwork.com.